is a stand-up hunter for my right. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro, founder and senior partner at the law firm of Figaro & Associates. Mr. Figaro opened his private practice in downtown Brooklyn in 1996. He specializes in personal injury, immigration, matrimonial law, bankruptcy, and wills and estate planning, with a strong emphasis on litigation matters. As the Lawyer features Brian's legal advice as he answers the listeners' questions and shares his insights in achieving your goals and objectives. Every week, As the Lawyer also features interviews and guests related to Mr. Figaro's interests outside the law. Guests and topics include health and wellness, the civil rights war, music production, writers, as well as international and local political and religious leaders. Wide-ranging, fun, informative radio. That's As the Lawyer with Brian Figaro. Ask the Lawyer any question you like via email at bfigeroux@msn.com. That is bfigeroux@msn.com for legal advice regarding specific situations. Appointments at the office will be made when you call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Please note that submitting questions do not create an attorney-client relationship.
Yes, this is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers. Whatever your legal issue or concern, call us right now for a free, no-obligation legal consultation. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Mr. Figaro, President-elect Joe Biden. Oh my gosh, this song's so good. President-elect Joe Biden has a vision for a new chapter in U.S. policy, but rollbacks will take time, money, and support in Congress. Trump's single term has represented a reign of terror for many immigrants. Here are some of the issues that President-elect Joe Biden would look to address in his first 100 days. Create a task force to reunite 545 children still separated from their parents after cruel mismanagement of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. Immediately do away with Trump's travel ban that sparked cries of bigotry and Islamophobia after it infamously singled out Muslim-majority countries. Reinstate safeguards for Dreamers, that's undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. as children. Get rid of sweeping restrictions on work and family-based visas that Trump instituted earlier this year, and also restrictions on H-1B visas. Trump has done an enormous amount of damage and has really suppressed legal immigration in this country to a degree that we've never seen before. By 2021, Trump will have reduced legal immigration up to 50%. Mr. Figaro, what are your thoughts?
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. How do we make the transition from KKK Russian Trump to Vice President Biden now being the President of the United States of America? It will be so sad that I cannot speak about KKK Russian Trump anymore. No, not, that's not true. I'm going to be happy that he, KKK Russian Trump, hopefully is no longer on our agenda in the new year. What you heard earlier was a quick outline. I'm Miss Philip, Caribbean American Weekly, Workers World Today, our Chambers of Commerce's on what Vice President Biden, or President Biden, that's what we're going to call him, President Biden, what he promises through executive order for 2021. The brutal, you know, onslaught against immigrants stops in 2021. And my expectations of President Biden is that he will work towards comprehensive immigration reform eventually. We know, obviously, that the pandemic, saving American lives, is a priority. Why? That's common sense. There are other issues like Obamacare being there permanently, especially for those who have pre-existing conditions. We know that the economy is extremely important. We have seen a surge of world leaders already congratulating our new president, President Biden. We know that Kamala Harris, the first woman, the first black woman, the first South Asian woman to be the VP of the United States of America is obviously historical and precedental. We hope that she will be an example and encourage more women to aspire to power. We know that, obviously, KKK, Russia, and Trump has a huge following, and the Republicans could keep all the KKKs, the Russians, you know, those Republicans we don't need to deal with. But the Republicans who want a prosperous America for everyone, the Americans who are against the KKK, who are against racism, who are against gay rights, who are against things that we should obviously be against too, those are the Republicans we would like to be part of our celebration, to be part of America, a greater America. America has the potential to be the greatest nation on this planet. They are not there yet. They're not close to. And what we hope to see in the future is America moving towards that direction rather than moving backwards to slavery, separatism laws, where we were lynched, dragged in the street, brutalized. And obviously in modern times, the illegal stop and frisk that New York City has tolerated for a long time and other states, those things must stop. We don't need to be telling our children, be careful, because these officers want to destroy you. And the NYPD that endorsed KKK, Russian, Trump, that leadership, it has to go. The rank and file of the NYPD need to purge those white leaders in the NYPD that believe that the NYPD is a branch of the KKK. The NYPD is not a branch of the KKK. The NYPD needs to purge those racist elements in their rank. And all Americans, whether it be a Democrat or a Republican or a Green Party or a Blue Party, they all supposed to support equality. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. We are finally entering a new year, 2021, where hopefully it will be less stressful, it will be more hopeful, and we will see the changes that we deserve as a people in this country. President-elect Biden has made some promises that we know could only be done through executive order. KKK, Russia, and Trump use executive order to demonize us, to destroy us, to separate families. He has actually caused the death of many people of color and immigrants. I hope in the new year, whether it be New York State or any state that has any legal actions against KKK, Trump, that they institute those actions, they take away all the money he stole from this country, and if he committed any crimes, just like you brothers, if you walk the street and the NYPD stop and frisk you, KKK, Russian, Trump need to be stopped. He need to be frisked. He needs to be prosecuted. So our State Attorney General, Tish James, a black woman, we need you to get busy, lady. Yeah. And maybe if you put KKK, Russian, Trump in prison, you may be the next governor of New York State, Tish James. You would be the first black woman governor of New York State. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. We have all witnessed that when you vote, you get power. And you want the right leadership. Who is going to be our mayor for New York City 2021? It has to be someone who does not do race baiting. It has to be someone intelligent enough to understand the huge economic problem we have, whether it be for the private sector, whether it be for unions that may be losing workers because obviously the city budget and state budgets are stressed because of the pandemic. We need a mayor of New York City who could deliver, someone who understands that New York City public schools is the most segregated public school system in the country and do something about it. Someone who understands that New York City public schools are underfunded as compared to white schools throughout New York State, it must end and they must get equal money. We need a mayor who would get rid of the top-heavy NYPD. All these guys who, for whatever reason, and you could look at the complaints of the CCRB, all these guys who think that, you know, it is their right to stop frisk black, brown people to their fancy, we need to get rid of those officers. We need more black, brown, progressive officers in the system that will follow the law, that will not violate our constitutional rights. And we need a mayor who could do so. And there is no one that is in that pack for mayor that I can see could deliver it. Whether it be Stringer, whether it be Eric Adams, the borough president in Brooklyn, I do not think that they have proven that they are qualified to do it. And hopefully we're going to get more qualified candidates coming forward. So being black doesn't qualify you to be the mayor, or brown, or white, or whatever persuasion. You have to show us that you have leadership qualities. You have to show us that you're intelligent enough. You have to show us that you have empathy, that you understand that black, brown children are suffering here, for example, in the New York City public school system. That young black men, young brown men, when they walk the streets of New York City, walk with fear. They should not be walking with fear. And if they are breaking the law, they obviously should be arrested. You cannot break the law. But you are not supposed to be targeted for stop and frisk because of your color. So you, my people, New York City, you have to vote. Vote intelligently. Next year, you know, you could vote hopefully by mail because the pandemic continues. As we look at the news, we shouldn't be listening to, obviously, KKK, Russian, Trump, especially with the pandemic and many other issues. For those of you who are looking forward to the executive orders as it concerns immigration next year, you could give us a call and schedule a free consultation so we could explain to you whether it be DACA, whether it be family-based petitions, whether it be the H-1B category, whether it be political asylum. You need to let us know what you would like to get answered through these free consultations, and we will have, obviously, good news for you on some of these fronts. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Our number is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. If you would like to schedule a consultation online, if you have family members in other countries who have questions, you could go to our website, Ask the Lawyer. Go to www.askthelawyer.us. Yes, www.askthelawyer.us. Before people immigrate to other countries, whether it be student visas, whether it be the entertainment field, and you know, the P visas, you need questions answered. Obviously, you could do that at askthelawyer.us. You go, you sign in, you put your information there, you put your question, and we could answer it via email. Again, free consultations via the phone, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website for Ask the Lawyer, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. President Biden, Vice President Kamala, yeah, I bought your hat very early. Very, very early. From the time you say you're going and run for president, I went online and I bought one of your hats to say Kamala. So I have a Kamala hat in my office here. So, yeah. So day one, Kamala, I thought you might have been president, but you became vice president. So that's great effort. My name is Brian Figaro. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions? We got answers. Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.